Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the third edition of Filming Italy Sardegna Festival. I have the honor of being in company with Isabelle Huppert. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hello.
So I couldn't help but noticing that by taking part in this festival, plus acting in the new film by Michele Placido, like this October, you're taking part in this, in our new beginning in the industry, in Italian cinema industry. So how does it feel?
I feel very, very happy. I feel very happy to be here, first of all, to be here in Sardinia. And I think it's a wonderful thing that this festival is happening, because so many things have been cancelled. And so we have to keep hope and energy. And so I think that's why everybody who is here now, it's the reason why everybody is here. And I'm very happy to be part of this new film by Michele Placido, sì, sul Caravaggio, un bello, bello progetto.
And I was looking at your filmography, and I was thinking that in a cinema world that is still struggling to find more room for interesting and multifaceted female characters, you had done a lot. Mm-hmm. And you had the chance of portraying women very differently. And so what are you the most proud of, and what did you learn from these characters?
I don't think I learned something, but I'm certainly very proud to have worked with all these wonderful people, you know, with all these prestigious and very, very creative directors. And I feel very privileged for that.
How do you think you managed to have that, to attract this very significant roles?
That's a question for them, not for me. I don't think I'm entitled to answer. It's always a little miracle when someone wants to, you know, look at you for 3 months of his life and film you. And and I think it's for various reasons for everybody. It's always a little mystery when someone, like, for instance, let's take the example of Michael Haneke or Claude Chabrol. You know, it's, I don't know, they're interested by who you are. Not even who you are, by what you transmit or by what you express with your face and eyes. And that's the miracle of this kind of encounters.
Also speaking about, you know, how women are portrayed, I felt, and I think a lot of people perceived hell as a sort of epiphany, I like to say, like finally, like there wasn't any more like a usual conventional or predictable way of representing a woman. So did you perceive it like that, like a revolution as we felt it?
Yes, but like most of the things I do, I perceive things, but in a more unconscious way, I would say, you know. So once it's done, I say, oh, okay, that's a... And if I was perceiving it more precisely, I don't think I would do it. So I think it's good that you just perceive it intuitively, by your intuition, but without putting words too precise on it, because otherwise it's like you were anticipating maybe some controversies, and if you are anticipating too much this, so you don't do it because you can be afraid, you know. So I prefer to do it in a bit more unconscious.
You have worked with very important Italian directors, and you know Italian cinema, and a lot of people are saying, I keep saying through the years, that Italian cinema is living a crisis, that we are not that good anymore. What do you think? What's your opinion from your side?
I think Italian cinema is surviving. And we are all surviving, and maybe all survivors in a way, because cinema, it's difficult to make still cinema alive, as we all know. That's why festival and any gathering about cinema and talkings about cinema is good news, and it's a good thing, because it's more and more difficult. I'm not pessimistic myself, so I'm rather optimistic, but I know some people are very pessimistic, and I hope they are wrong, but there are reasons maybe to be pessimistic sometimes.
Thank you so much, and congratulations for the award tonight.
Thank you very much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the third edition of Film Italy Sardinia Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.